Be still and know. How can you get the most good out of life? This is an ever-present and ever-pressing question. In answering it, author John R. Gunn writes that to begin with, you must have a true view of life. Solomon declared, "I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life." In other words, what good is it to labor for the world's profits unless you know how to enjoy them and use them in doing good? As a matter of fact, what good is anything if we lack the capacity to appreciate it and the sense to use it unto good ends? If you miss this point, life will yield precious little to you. Another thing, make friends with life. Assume that life is on your side, not against you. Of course, you must not expect life to be a garden of ease and luxury. There will be difficulties and disappointments, but you must not allow them to make you sour or cynical. Above all, make friends with God. If one is to be on good terms with life, he must be on good terms with God. You can be sure of it. God is on your side, not against you. He sent his Son into the world to show you that he is on your side and wants to be your friend. More than that, he sent his Son to remove through him the barrier that separates you from him, and thereby to open to you a door of entrance into his friendship. Give attention to these things, and you'll be surprised at the satisfaction and enjoyment you get out of life. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Ecclesiastes. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God.